This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, happy May Day, and on this 1st of May, it'll be rather warm and humid. And in fact, that's the story over the next several days, as we've been talking about all week long. There are hints, by the way, of some very warm temperatures, pretty hot, as we get later into next week and into the following week, as a storm system moves across the middle part of the country, producing stormy weather and varied temperatures. But we stay so far south and east from it that we just simply heat up. So this is kind of a prelude to some even hotter temperatures, it would appear, though that is beyond our first alert 5-day forecast, and really even beyond our first alert 7-day forecast. It looks to be the middle and end of next week, and then beyond that, we need some rain, something fierce. We got teased yesterday, pretty much as expected. Low coverage showers, did have a rumble of thunder here and there. We had some downpours in some neighborhoods, but it was very hit and miss, few and far between. And it's the same story this afternoon, with coverage of a quarter or less of the area getting any rain, and temperatures topping out in the upper 80s this afternoon. Down into low to mid 60s tonight, and it's the same for Thursday and Friday. Partly sunny, 85 to 90 each day. The sea breeze will kick in and drop those temperatures to a more tolerable level, if you will, at the beaches. And then over the weekend, a little bit of an uptick in the humidity again, and just enough energy in the atmosphere with that moisture and the sea breeze to develop an isolated afternoon shower, a thunderstorm for both Saturday and Sunday. But it's really a mainly dry weather pattern. We again have a busy weekend, and it looks like all systems are go at this point. If you are interrupted by one of those isolated showers or storms, they will not last long. And again, the coverage looks to be low, with high temperatures each day between 85 and 90 degrees as we head into the weekend. So I mentioned that today is, of course, the 1st of May, coming off an April that started out right quite wet, just like the rest of winter and spring had been, but turned quite dry over the last couple of weeks. We'll end up about an inch below average officially at the International Airport for rainfall for the month, and just a little bit above average on temperatures, about a half degree or so. As we head into May, we typically have a low and high temperature today of 60 and 83. Still reasonably comfortable, but by the end of the month, the average low is 68, the average high 88, and of course, you're starting to feel the humidity. Sunrise this morning at 6:43 will be setting this evening at 8:05. By the end of the month, sunrise at 6:25 a.m., sunset at 8:24. We gain still more than a half hour daylight over the next 4 weeks. We gain 37 minutes of daylight. We average 3.42 inches of rain. The majority of that typically comes the last couple of weeks of the month as we get into at least some swing of our wet season. But it is also typically the peak of our wildfire season, because it still can be quite dry, especially that first half of the month. We're experiencing that now, and dries out in a hurry. Long days, sunshine, and warmer temperatures. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.